Today's daf is daf Tes Zayin, and we're holding at the end, right by the two dots, on line number 5, right at the beginning. Now the next thing that we read in the Mishnah is that an Eved Ivri is also Nikne Ubishtar. Says Gemara Minolan, how do we know that an Eved Ivri is Nikne Bishtar? Omar Ula, Omar Kro. The Pasuk says the Gabe the Oma Ivriya, where the Adon is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yi'ud, which means that he marries her himself or his son. Im acheret ikach lo she'erach sutava onata lo yigara. So if he has taken another wife upon the one that he had before, he has to still continue to make certain to give her the basic care that a man owes his wife. Which means that the Torah was hikisha hakatuv acheret. Clearly now, we're talking in the context of these two wives being exactly the same. So that means that in the same way, therefore, the simple meaning of the pasuk is that he owes his old wife precisely what he owes his new wife, Shirauk Sotavo Nata. However, meanwhile, it teaches us something important. Namely, that Ma'acheret Bekanya Bishtar. And the same thing that we've already proven, that his second wife, in this case, which is not an Oma, so there's a standard Kinyan of Anisha. We learned that back on Daf Hey from V'yatzav Haita, that she can be Niknes Bishtar, since it's comparing now the Oma to her, Af Ha'ama Ivriya Mekanya Bishtar. And we know that the Eved Ivri is Hukash to the Ivriya. Therefore, if she is Niknes before her, from the pasuk of Ki Yimacher Lecha Achicha HaYivri O HaYivriya, we now learn out the halacha that if the Yivriya can be niknet b'shtar, so too can the Eved be niknet b'shtar, the Eved Yivri. The case of the Mocher Atzmo can be learned from the case of Mocher Hu Beitin, from Sochir Sochir. Even if we don't darshan Sochir Sochir, we would still undoubtedly believe that once the Torah says that they're the same, Lagabi Kidyonim, in terms of Kesev, so too, should they be the same as the Kidyonim Vishtar. So says the Rosh. Says the Gemara, this is all very nice. That when you're purchasing an Ame Ivriya, so then the Adon writes on the Shtar, Bitchak Nuyali, gives the Shtar to the father. And then we can learn that if that's the case, the shtar is similar to the shtar kedushin, where you write hareyat mekudeshetli. But if you hold, according to the Mandi Omar, that the Mandi Omar avkotvo, that even the Oma Ivriya, if we're utilizing a shtar, it's the case that the father writes the shtar just as if he were selling property. So just like when you sell a piece of property, you write sadai mechura lecha or beiti mechur lecha, and you give that to the buyer, as we saw earlier. So too, the father is considered to be the mocher and writes biti knuyalacha, in which case it's not a shtar, in which would satisfy any of the requirements of kiddushin. Where over there, the koneh is the one who has to write the shtar. According to this, my ikal ameimar, you can't learn out anything about the shtar of the Oma Ivriya from the shtar of kiddushin of the second wife that you're trying to learn out. Because remember, the Itma, Shtar Oma Ivriya Mikotvo, we know that there's a machlokis, after all, in the Shtar of an Oma Ivriya. Ravuna Omar Adon Kotvo, Rivchista Omar Av Kotvo. So based on that machlokis, we have to ask ourselves that in the same way that we have this machlokis, it would also be Nogea over here, Vishdad Heinichal Ravuna. So according to Ravuna, the Adon writes it, then it's similar to Kedushin, and indeed would be applicable from Kedushin of the second Isha to the first. But according to Rav Chista, one has nothing to do with the other. So Ma'ikala Meimar. Answers the Gemara, Rav Chista learns it from another pasuk. Om Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, according to Rav Chista, we'd have to say, Omar Kro Lo Teitse Ketseta Avadim, that an Ama Ivriya does not have the dinim of a normal avodim, which are avodim knanim, were over there. There's a din of yitzia b'shein v'ayin, so that if any one of the organs was damaged by the owner, the Eved goes out for free. Mashenke by the Amayivriya, although of course he would have to pay exactly what he would have to pay in attacking any other person for assault and battery, because an Amayivriya is on the other person. But there's no halacha of her going free. So therefore we can learn from there, lo tetzei ketzei ta'avadim, but only Yetziyah is not like tzei ta'avadim. Mashenken kinyanim, nikneti kinyana avadim. Since the Torah specifies she doesn't go free as a vadim, it's mashma that she becomes knuya, the way an evad becomes kanui, which would mean, umayniyu, what is the kinyan that we can use for an evad kanani? Shtar. In which case, we now see that an Oma Ivriya can be brought with a shtar. That's the way that Rav Chisda would learn it. And because of that, it would be indeed the father who writes the shtar, exactly the same case as the Yevet Kanani. It's the seller who now writes, because after all, the Yevet is compared to Karkaot, and by Karkaot we saw earlier that the seller is the one who writes out, and so everything follows perfectly well. Each one, Lashitato, Rav Huna, would learn out from over here, from the Imacheret Yikachlan, Rav Chisda would learn it out from the Din of Lotetzehi. Says the Gemara, how about, instead of learning it like that, saying like this, Eima, maybe the Ribui, that says over here, Lotetzeh Ketzeh Avadim, and she is therefore Niknet Kikinyan Avadim, is the following. Avonikneti kikinyan avadim not shtar, but namely, my new chazaka. But who's to say that it's referring to shtar? Says the Gemara, my Omar Krov is nachaltem otam livnechem achareichem. So avadim kinanim are indeed compared to karkaot, and therefore you can actually give them as a yerusha to your children. But this means that meanwhile it stresses that nachala hitznachaltem, which means to treat them the way you would be magzik a karka, is dafka otam b'chazaka, velo acher b'chazaka. Says the Gemara, well, maybe the point is that they're compared to nachala in terms of shtar. Who's to say that the pasuk is stressing over your chazaka? And why not darshan the other way? The ema otam b'shtar, velo acher b'shtar. So maybe it's Gufa coming to tell me that Avonim Knanim can be Niknes B'shtar, but an Evan Ivri cannot be Niknes B'shtar. No, but it does say, Lo Tetzei Ketzei Ta'avadim, which means, but you can be Kona, Kikinyana Avadim. So in other words, on the one hand you have a Miut, which is telling me, Otam, that these are the only ones that you could be Kona the way you would in Acha. On the other hand, you have a Ribui, that you cannot be motzi in Amma Ivriya, but you can be koner the way you would be koner a kinyan of an Evet Kanani. Therefore, says the Gemara, Mara Ita. So what made you say that an Evet Ivriya you can be kinyan, because lotetzeik avadim, ketzeit avadim, but to be kinyan, you can be kinyan kinyan avadim. Mashenken will be mamayit chazoka from v'yitnachal temotam, to treat them like property, the Dafka Otam, but not the Ivri. Well, maybe we should do it the other way around. Maybe we should be Marba, Lo Tetzetik, Tzet Avadim, but she's Nikneis, meaning Bechazaka. And when it says Otam, it means that only Karkaot can you use Bishtar, and you can't be Kaina the Evet Bishtar. I don't understand why you arbitrarily are saying in this direction the way to use the Ribui and the Miut. Says the Gemara, because it's more reasonable this way. I mean, Mistav, Rashtav, Elel Rubui, makes more sense for us to be Marba the Shtar, and that would be a usable form of Kinyan, than Chazaka. Why? First of all, Shekein Motzi'ah Babat Yisrael. I mean, after all, a Shtar is a mode by which we can be Megarish, and certainly a Chazaka is not. We could also have said, naturally, that a shtar is choshev because we can also be kaina nisha with a shtar, which would be more similar to the kinyan of an Oma Ivriya. The Gemara, however, says Tosfos, wants to use this to talk about gerushin, because it says beferish shtar there. It says v'kasal ha-sefer kritut, rather than going to the second level, limud, which was itself learned out from gerushin, v'yatzav ha-hayta. So this makes sense. But anyway, it's the type of thing, therefore, which is a greater type of kinyan. Masha'in ken the chazaka, which you cannot be megarish, is less, therefore, usable to the isha. Says Gemara, why not say that it's more reasonable to be marbe chazaka as the kinyan? Shekin konebenich say hager. Let's say a ger dies now, leaving no heirs. And this is only possible for a ger, because anybody who's born as a Jew obviously has heirs, because we'll simply continue to spread out one generation after another generation upwards, then come down to anyone who survived. So as long as there's a single Jew in the world, it's going to be a cousin who will be Yoresh. The only time that we could be talking about that Ein Lo Yorshim is Dafka, where we're dealing with the din of a ger who is Nifta. So since a Chazaka can go ahead now, and you can take that Hefker, whoever is Machzik it at first, after he dies, the moment that he dies, where it's not possible to make a Kinyan B'Shtar, because he's dead, but you can make a Kinyan B'Chazaka. So therefore we should say that Chazaka is the thing that we should be Marba for a Kinyan of the Oma and the Eved. Says the Gemara, that's all very nice, but you should be a Lashkachan. There's no din of Chazaka helping for something that is Yishut. And therefore we should use the Kinyan of Shtar, which we do know helps by Yishut as well, and say that's the more reasonable and broad spectrum Kinyan. Another thing we might say is, we said that we have a Hekesh that tells me an Oma Ivriya similar to Kiddushe Isha. So Mamela makes more sense to learn from Lotetzeta, Ketzeta Avadim, but she should be Niknes Ki Kinyana Avadim, the Kinyan Shtar, not the Kinyan Chazaka, because even though we can't learn out the Kinyan of Shtar from the Pasuk itself of the Imacher Yikachla, nonetheless, it's at least now more reasonable to fit it into in the Acheret Yikachla. How about, says the Gemara, according to Rav Huna, who learned that the Kinyan Shtar by an Oma is learned from the comparison to Imacheret Yikachla. So then, why does it say here, Lotetze Ketzeta Avadim, which is Mashma, but she could be Nikdet Kikiyara Avadim, since I already know that Allah from Imacheret Yikachla. So then, hi, lot etzeket avadim, unquote, my darish bay, what would Ravuna use it for? Says Ravuna will be boile she'ena yotza baroshi avarim. That is needed for what it says. Lot etzeket avadim, that an Oma Ivriya, who is hurt by the Adai, does not go out because of the loss of one of her fingers, or her tooth, or her ears, and so on. So that is to tell me, lo tetzik, it's et avarim ke'evet. So she's not yatsi broshe avarim ke'evet. Since the posik is required for its etzim aloha, there's no way to be medayik in it to tell me that, but she's nikdet kikinyan avadim, because the information given was necessary to be stated in that way anyway. According to which, it is now a problem how indeed did Rav Chista make a drasha for this pasuk, since we do use it legufay and not for the diuk. Rav Chista says, Rav Chista, well, if all the water to tell me was the ikur din that she's not yotz baroshe yavorim, so then why doesn't it just write lichtov kro lotetze ka'avadim? What's the point of saying lotetze ketzeit avadim? I mean, she's not included in the yitziot of avadim. Since it's just as Ketzeit Avadim, Shema Minatarti, the Gufa of the Halacha, that she's not Yotze with Rosh Avarim, and also the Diak, that it's only the Tzeit Avadim that she doesn't share, but she does share the Kinyan Avadim. It's a beautiful Diak in the Pasuk. Next thing that we learned in the Mishnah was that the Eved is Yotze Begira on Kesef. Where do we know this from? Omar Chizkia, the source of this Halacha, is the Pasek, the Omar Kra, the Hevda. Since by an Omar Ivriya, she's paid as Atzma, doesn't say Venivdita. So the Hevda means that even though she's paying the money, we look at her pidyon as something that happened, in which she is the recipient, so to speak, which proves, Melamed, that the Adon must be involved as an active participant in the sense that he is Bigareya mi pidyona. In other words, he is Bigareya pidyona v'yotza. So that after he deducts the appropriate value from the amount that she would have to pay from her pidyon, Now she's Yotze. There's a braita now that gives us more details about Evet Ivri and his Yitziyot. Tona. The braita says like this. V'koneh atzmah b'kesev u'bishav v'kesev u'bishtah. So now, Bishlama, I understand that your own kesev, that we know, b'dichtiv, as it says, mikesev miknato. This is the pasuk that says, im od rabot bashanim. If there's still years to go, so then lefiem yashiv gulato mikesev miknato. That means that he should be giving the amount after he's deducted what he's worked from the amount that he was originally paid for the value of the work and pay that back. So this is talking about the case, l'maisa of the Eved Ivri we saw earlier, who was selling himself to a goy. And indeed, I mean, we could have brought the pasuk of Hevda that was said by Oma Ivriya, but we'd like to talk about this pasuk because in the end, the Brit is going to use it for Shava Kesev as well. So therefore, this teaches us Kesev. How about Shava Kesev? Shava Kesev Nami, we can learn from the extra word of Yashiv Geulato, Yashiv being extra, because, I mean, after all, it could have just said Imod Rabot B'Shanim. So then the Fiyam Geulato, and obviously the Geula is the money that has to be paid in. Therefore, it must be coming to tell me L'Rabot, an additional Yashiv, that he could actually give Shavu Kesev Ki Kesev. Ela Hashtar, when we're talking about Shtar over here, in this Braita, Shava Kesev and Shtar. What exactly is the form that the Shtar takes? Hefidani. The Kotev Leishtara Adome. It's an Ilema, you're going to say, that he writes out now a Shtar. In other words, it's an IOU, basically. Saying the Eved can be Yotze by writing out an IOU. I mean, if that were the case, then basically that's not a Shtar. I mean, that's just a form of Kesev. That's included under Kesev. Of course, it's true that something like that wouldn't be good for Kiddushin, but, I mean, that's because it's a whole new type of Kinyan. We're not talking over here about something where there's a Kinyan Aguf, after all, are we? And therefore, it makes sense that since Enguf Okonui, it's only basically a monetary situation, so then, fine, why not write out a bond, assuming that the bond is valuable? But that's Kesev, that's that Shtar. You're talking about a whole new type of Kinyan, which is called Shtar. How would that work? Ella, it's got to be talking about that what? That it's a shtar in the sense of a shtar shikur. In other words, the Adon writes to him the same thing he would have written into the Yevet Kanareata ben Chorin. He gives it now to the Yevet. Shtar lomali. Why would he need a shtar where it would be sufficient, after all, to simply say, lemali b'apitrei, he would have to say only in front of two people, okay, out of here, buddy. Zeal. So if he says that, in front of two witnesses, that means, the only reason we needed two witnesses is not because of some kind of magic like a Kiddushin, just that he's not able to change his mind. If he said in front of two witnesses, giving the person the right to be kind of a money b'mechila, basically. So, if that, what do we need a shtar for? Shtar lomali. Inami, b'api pe'dinas, of course you could say, front of my bezdin, goodbye. Because now, the schus that we have in an Eved Ivri, apparently it would only be a monetary lien that he has for the work, right? So in return, in exchange for the 6 years of work, I mean, he's got a monetary lien to pay back that work, so he could be Michael. So when he says Zio, essentially what it boils down to is that he's being Michael, it's sitting in front of Besdin. So then the Mechila, he can't change his mind on. Even though there is a Mandioma, who holds that in when you do mechil on such a thing, you need to do a kinyan. But since over here the Eved obviously is buchzak in his own body, I mean, what bigger kinyan do you need than that, as Tosus points out? Omar Rava, so Rava says this is an incredible thing. I mean, if we're talking about an actual shtar, then the only thing that this could be saying is, Zotomer she'eved yivri gufo konui. It isn't just a monetary chiyuv, but there is actually kinyanim that the Odin has in the very goof of the Eved Ivri, for the work of 6 years. Now, obviously, we haven't changed our entire approach to the concept of Eved Ivri to say that he's the equivalent of Eved Knani. There's an actual kinyan of goof. It doesn't mean in the same sense of goof or konri lo. It means it in the sense, says Rishonim, as the way in which a person would be kaina a thing for its produce. Let's say he's kaina a tree for the peiros of the tree. So that idea of kinyan peiros ke kinyan aguf, which is not the equivalent of mamash kinyan aguf, which you are the real owner, but is a type of lien that exists within the guf, as opposed to just a shi'ibud that I'm promising, that apparently is what it's referring to. And there are a number of different approaches among the Rishonim about how this works out, but let's go through the sugya and see how we can appreciate it. So, says Rava, you see from here that, in fact, there's an actual shtar, in which case an Evet Ivri is Gufo Konui, and therefore, what we see is that we need an actual shtar. The Rav Shemachal al Gironu, the Rav in this case, is Merchel on the Giron Kesev, and Girono Machol, since it's a Kinyan Aguf, you can't simply turn around and say, I'm Merchel, it requires an actual Kinyan. That Kinyan is the Kinyan of the Shtar. If that's the case, you could ask, why is it then that the Mishnah doesn't list that an Evet Ivri is Yotzei Shtar and only the Braita does? So Tosfos says that Mishnah is only listing the Yetzias Bal Korchai, where you could force the Adain to actually accept, like the moment. But when it comes to the Shtar Shichur over there, the Odin has to desire to do it. And if he doesn't desire to do it, even his Mechila wouldn't be enough. He could have changed his mind. And therefore, the Mishnah doesn't list it. Now, the next thing that we learned in the Mishnah was that Yitira Alav Amai Ivriya Shekonet Atzma also with Simanei Narot, right? So, Omer Ishlokish Omer Ivriya Konet Atzma Bemitata Av Mirshut Adon. So in other words, if the father dies, so then, surprisingly, she would be Yotze from the Adon, despite the fact that nothing has changed in the course of that relationship, and that we can learn from the Kal Vachomer. If Simanim, Umar Simanim She'in Motzin Mishut Av, that over there, if the daughter was still living with her father and hadn't been sold, so the din is that even after she brings now signs of puberty and becomes a Nara. As long as she's a Nara, we say Ma'asi Yadaya is La'avia. And yet, they are Motzi'in, her Ma'asi Yadayim Rishut Adon. So if he sold her, then she's Yotzi with those Simonim. Mita, if the father dies, we're over there, the Mita is Motzi'am Rishut Av. And there, the Ma'asi Yadayim are not given to the Yorshim. So that means that she's completely in her own rishut. So eino din shemotzi amishut adon se koshike. The mitata av should be motzi mishut adon. Meisver v'oshaya. It says over here before shiteira lava ma'ivria shekunat atzma b'simanim. If what you're saying is right, why doesn't it add ve'imit na nitnei nami mitata av? That's because perhaps Satan isn't interested in telling us every possible variation on the Yetziyah. So Tana Vishier, the Tana indeed left out that particular halacha. Just that particular halacha the Tana left out. Is that a little strange? My Shier, the High Shier. I mean, what else was left out that we should say? I mean, then Tana never leaves out only one thing. For one already, so let him add it. If there's more than one thing, then we can entertain the question of maybe it was left out. Tell me something else that was left out. Says the Gemara, well, obviously something was left out. Shi'ar mitata adon. If the adon dies, the arma is yotzi. There's no din of an arma ivriya working for the sons of the person that had bought her. And we're going to see later on, we learn that out from the hekesh of arma ivriya to a nirtza. Because over there it says, afla amatcha ta'aseke. But anyway, let's accept it now as an article of faith. Says the Gemara, that's not called Shia. Because there it's given Ikanami Be'ish. Look at Tani. Note that the Tana is only talking about things where the Amma Ivriya has more Yitzias than the Evet Ivri. Mashinkin, the Mitata Adon applies also by an Evet Ivri. So since there is no Shiur Lamaisa, which we can no longer say that the Teretz is of your ton of a Shia, so therefore, we're left with our question. Why is it that the Mishnah so conspicuously would have left out the Mitata Av if, in fact, the halacha would be, as Reish Lakish claims, that Mitata Av is a good Kenyan? The Ella, Nitne. So then why in the Mishnah doesn't it say mitatav? And it says the Gemara, Tana davar sheyesh bo kitzba katani. The Tana is only interested in talking about things that are precisely what it is that can be done. In other words, we know either when it's going to be or how much it's going to be. So the Giron Kesef is defined, obviously according to the case, but I mean it's a very well-defined thing, what to prorate the precise amount of time, the precise amount of money. We know precisely when the Sheshanim is going to be also. But a Dover She'en Lo Kitzvah, which may or may not happen, if it happens, when will it happen? That is something that's just up in the air. And since there's no particular time for it, so Memela Lo Katani, the Mishnah doesn't list it as one of the Yitziyot. Even though it does mention in the Mishnah that the Nirtza is Yotze Mimitata Adon, that doesn't mean, when we're saying over here, that the Tana doesn't mention anything She'en Lo Kitzvah. It's just saying that in the case, the set of cases, where the Amma Ivri has Yitiran, the Yavad Ivri, that's what is mentioned before in the Mishnah. There the Mishnah was only talking about Rav She'esh Lo Kitzvah. That was our kasha. So then, says the Gemara, Vaha Simanim. How about Simanim? Kitzvah. We don't know when she's going to present Simanim. Nonetheless, Katani. Amrav Safri, perhaps, Inlam Simanim Lamala. It may be well stated that, indeed, as long as she brings the Simanim Narot at any time after the age of 12, she could bring it even later. And there are going to be Simanim. So, fine, you're right. There's no way to know when those Simanim will appear. Nonetheless, they certainly have Yeshlam Kitzvah. There certainly is a specific time that Simanim are considered to be Simanim if we're talking about when, in the sense of when they come from. Lamata, how young can she be? And over there, if she makes Simanim before the time of puberty, which would be suitable for puberty, they're not called Simanim. What is that time? D'tanya. Because, as we learned, Ben Tesha Shanim, Shevishte Sa'arot, if you have a boy, a male of 9 years, and he now, even though he's Roi Labia, which is why we're talking about this case, then we do not consider those hairs to be hairs of puberty. We consider them to be hairs of Shuma, so that they're actually just a mole, and because of that, and I very often, I mean, it may be an invisible mole underneath, because sometimes the color of the skin is not affected, but the hair that grows there is often an effect of a skin lesion of some kind, and therefore they're not Simanim. So then even if now he's over the age of puberty, the potential for puberty, then since they appeared before, they're always considered to be hairs that are not related to sexual development. If he brings the Shtei Sa'arot from the time, Miben Teish Shan V'Yom Echad, Ad Ben Shtei Mitzvah Shana V'Yom Echad, and Odan Bo, that they haven't fallen off, so then, Shuma. Now, it's true that this is a bit confusing because we initially said Ben Teisha Shanim, we specifically said Ben Teisha, and then we would have expected that the next set would have been from the age of Ben Teisha until Shlosh. That's discussed in the Marni, that's not really important for us over here. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudaimer, actually then, it's already considered to be a Siman. So if what happened over here is that they were still there at the age that he's roy to bring Simanim, which is 12, he says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, then it is. If he brings these Sa'arot after Shlosh Esrei Shanah V'Yom Echad, then everybody would agree that that is considered to be a similar to Yaakov Siman, and that would be true even if subsequently it falls off, having once presented signs of puberty, those hairs are considered to be unnecessary. They don't have to remain there any longer. Okay, so we see from here that everybody agrees that certainly before the age of 9, and perhaps even before the age of 12, according to the Tanna Kamma, is that considered to be a Siman? So then that means that Simanim should be considered something which is a Davar She'esh Lo Kitzvah. Which means that we can now say what we said, that the Tanna is only talking about Davar She'esh Lo Kitzvah. As why Simanim? Simanim have a Kitzvah also, even though that Kitzvah is Lamata and not Lamala.
Marty Reb Shesha, now Reb Shesha says a problem with the Reish Lakish's approach, that the Mitata Av is going to be mostly, surprisingly, the Ona from the Rishut of the Adon with the Kal Vachomer. And he asks from the following Braita. You were talking about the various types of Avodim. We spoke about the Din of Ha'anoka. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, there's actually four different Avodim. Arba'a Ma'anikim Lehem. There's four Avodim. So the Gemara assumed that this is talking about someone who's Yotze B'Sheish, someone who's Yotze B'Yovel, someone who is a Nirta, and who's only Yotze when the Adon dies, and the fourth one is an Ome Ivriya, who's Yotze B'Simanim. Out of these four, you have Shlosha B'Ish, and Shlosha B'Isha. So that means you've only got three out of the four for a male, three out of the four for a female. Because there's no way to have all four in any one sex. Because it's either one or the other. Because there's no simoni by an ish. Leaves us only three etzias. There's no din of retzia by an isha, which leaves her only three etzias. Because there's never going to be a case where she would be a nirtze yotze b'mitata adon. So now the problem is, if Reish Lakish is correct, we actually have another case. Because im ita for Reish Lakish, nitnei nami mitata av, why would there be no hanaka following a yitzhiya after the death of the father? V'chitema, maybe you'll try to give me the same stuff about Tana V'shir over here. That achanami Tana V'shir, and that we didn't list all of the cases of avodim that are shayach to being given the gift of hanaka. Over here, even if you find something else, you'd have to explain why it says specifically four as opposed to anything else. The number four. And since the bright stresses the number particularly, it's mashma that there's nothing else. Maybe you'll try to tell me the same terms that mitatav is not concluded because it doesn't have a particular time and therefore it's not written. That's not true. Because Hasimanim also Ein Lam Kitzvah and Simanim Akitani. And if you want to try to tell me V'chitei Ba'achinami Keder of Safra, that same teretz that we said, that Ein Kitzvah Lamala but Yesh Lam Kitzvah Lamata, the problem is there's also the other case. Ika Mitata Adon. Mitata Adon Ein Lam Kitzvah, and nonetheless it's Katani. In this case, the Mitzvah Sa'adon is the whole point, and the Mitzvah Sa'adon certainly does not have a kitzvah. Says the Gemara, Mitata Adon Nami, the case of the Mitata Adon, indeed, is Lokatani. Tonight? How did you get four? I mean, I just assumed that the total of four included the Nirtza, who was Yotzei Mitata Adon. Oh, okay. Wrong assumption. But, so then what is the fourth? I mean, I thought the Arba, my Ninu, I mean, we have the Sheshanim. Okay, so we have Shanim. We have the Yovel. And then we have the Yovel, meaning Yovel for a male, after he was Nirtza. And then we have a Oma Ivriya, Basimanim. That's it. So we had thought that Yovel would have included both types of Yitzias B'Yovel, Nirtza B'Yovel, and so it wasn't Nirtza B'Yovel. The only other case, to make it four, we assumed was the Nirtza B'Mizas Ha'odet. Now, we're saying that actually there's two different types of Yitzias B'Yovel. There's the Yitzia of the regular Eved B'Yovel, and there's also of the Ritzia, who is Yotze B'Yovel. Therefore, we count it as a separate case. The truth is, you know, that's really reasonable. Because if we were including the Mitata Adon, I mean, look, Ktadu Sefer, the end of the Brisa says, Yata Yecholobar Arba Abe Chadmiya, Lefish Ein Simanim Be'ish, Ve'en Ritzia Be'isha. Lefish Ein Simanim Be'ish, Ve'en Ritzia Be'isha. Now, if the truth was that one of those was a Mitata Adon, so then we would have had four, because b'yishamia mashkachat la'arba'a. Because even though there's no ritzia, but she is compared to the nirtza,
in that she is Yotzeit b'mitata Adon. So you see from there, Shema Amina, that indeed mitata Adon couldn't have been one of the four. Indeed, what we were talking about was a separate Yetziah b'Yovel of a Nirtzah. Mosi Rabbi Amram has a problem with Rish Lakish. She had a different problem. That is, in the Brayta it says, Ve'ilu ma'anikin lehem, hayotzei b'shanim, uv'yovel, uv'mitata Adon, please pay attention, ve'alma ivri abisimanim. Now, if Rish Lakish is correct, ve'imita, why doesn't it mention mitata av? Nitni nami mitata av. Now, you can't say ton of a shir, because it says, ve'ha'elu, I mean, the Lashon over here is specifically Elu Manikim, which means Katani. That means Elu and no others. Not Manikim Le, but rather Elu and to no others. Are we Manikim? So maybe you'll say, okay, it's true if the set includes only Dover Sheesh Lo Kitzvah. So V'chitem and Dover Sheesh Lo Kitzvah Katani, which we've been saying. Dover Sheen Lo Kitzvah Lo Katani, and therefore it doesn't want to mention Mitata Av. The problem is that it does list simanim. Simanim have no kitzvah, and it is katani. Now, if you want to answer, v'chitem achinami k'rev safra, that even though there's no kitzvah lamala, but there's kitzvah lamata, so then you get to the other problem, because it can mitat adon, and mitat adon is no different than mitat ad. And in either case, it's no kitzvah. Now, here it says, beferish mitat adon. And this is unanswerable to you of the Rish Lakish, to you of the boom, checkmate on Rish Lakish, he's out of the running. And indeed, we do not hold that an Omer Ivriya would be Yotzei Mitat Ha'av from the Rishut Adon. Why? But Rish Lakish was very reasonable. I mean, Rish Lakish made a Kavach Omer. How could we have just shot him down? Well, Rish Lakish Kavach Omer, why isn't he right? This is the Gemara. It's an absurd Kavach Omer. Kavach Omer Prichei. We know that there's something wrong with this Kavach Omer, fundamentally. Because look, Pshandikal HaMifrach, Mala Simanim, I mean, we're talking about Simanim. The Torah said over there, which is Yotzi Rishuta Adon, but it's because Nishtana Aguf, the very woman who's being Yotzit, is different, and therefore that affects the relationship with the Adon. Tomar Ritata Av, Shenlo Nishtana Aguf, what difference would it make? The fact that her father died, which is only Yetziah that affects her in terms of the father. Why in the world, if she is unaffected physically by it, could we bring a raya from Simonim that do affect her directly, and therefore change the nature of the relationship with her Adon? The mitata av is something exterior to this entire discussion, and therefore would not affect her. Now, there is a Tana that appears to hold like Rish Lakish. And if we could indeed show that to be the case, then we wouldn't have a problem with that to Yofta, because we could say Rish Lakish is going, I'll leave that man to Yoma. Because Tani Chod is a Braita. One Braita says, Anak Eved Ivri La'atzmo, that the Hanaka gift to an Eved Ivri goes to himself, and an Anak of an Oma Ivriya goes La'atzmo, whereas Tanya Idach, there's another Braita that says, that the anak of an Oma Ivriya and her mitziot, where she finds something, are given le aviha. Ve'in le rabba ela sechar batala bilvad. The odain, if she now goes ahead and finds a mitziah, is not zochen at mitziah, although the amount of work that he lost for having to bend down and picking up that mitziah that he has a right to being reimbursed for. So, how do we explain now the contradiction that in one braita it should say that the anakala is la'atzma, and in the other braita it should say that the anaka goes to the father? Apparently, my love, the only way to answer this, I would assume, is that this braita that says that the father is actually zochen hanaka, that's talking about where the anaka, she was a woman that was nafka b'simanim. So over there, the father being alive and being zoche in her, because she's still a nara, so he gets now the anaka. Mashenke in the other case is talking about, or the nafkla mimitata av. If the father died, so then indeed she would be zocha for herself. And that seems to be a proof to Rish Lakish, right? Says, you are wrong. Says the Gemara, we don't have to say it's talking about the case where the difference is whether she was Yotzei Mitata Av. All we need to say is that the two cases are distinguished by whether there is an Av. So either he did an Av Kalev Simanim. Both cases could have been talking about she was Yotzei B'Simanim V'lo Kasha Ha De'itela Av. So when the father's still alive and she's a Nara, so because of that he's Zoche Neha Anaka. Masha'enke, in the case where it says that she's Zoche Alatzba, is talking about where the father had already died. And Ha Delete La'av. And then for it, in this case, obviously, no one had to take the Anaka from her, and she's Yotzei in her own. Now, Bishlama Anak Ama Ivri Alatzma. I mean, there is here a Kiddush to tell me that she gets to keep her own Ha'anaka, the Kiddush being Lemute Achin, that there's no din of Yerusha, the Swiss of a father, in the case of Anaka. So we don't say, well, if the father were alive, he would have kept the Anaka, so now that he died, he gives that Swiss of Anaka to his children. Comes along another bride to say, no, that's not true. There is no Zechus of Yerusha. D'tanya, because indeed we learn Legabe Avodim, where we're talking about Avodim Knanim, so over there indeed, Vitnachaltem Otam Livnechem Acharechem, that those who are Avodim Knanim, they go be Yerusha to your heirs. But we learn from there, Vitnachaltem Otam Livnechem. This means Otam Livnechem Velo Benotechem Livnechem. As we've seen many times before, there is no Zechus of Yerusha in the rights that a father has to his bonais that goes to his children. And this means that there is no way that anyone could be zocha in her ha'anaka. So that's good for what the Baita was coming to tell me. But, ela anaka ve'ivri latzmo. I mean, why do I need to know such a thing? Pshita, who else could possibly have gelel aman? Who could possibly have gotten it if not him? Omer of Yosef. As far as I can see over here, yud keret kachazina hacha. All I see over here is a little yud. Yud, it's just a carrot, meaning it's a tiny, tiny letter. And what they made it into was a karta. They made it into a big city. In other words, it's a tempest in a teapot. The Tana wanted to say that Anaka reveals liatzmo, so he writes Anaka v'ivri liatzmo, even though it's a meaningless statement, because, I mean, obviously, who else could it be? Abaya Omar, Abaya says, no, there's got to be some meaning to it. Okay, I'm Rav Sheshes. Our money, the Tana of this Braisa, is going according to Tutoi. The Tanya Tutoi Omer, the Pesuk that says, Anek ta aniklo, the Mila Lo, is to tell me, Lo v'lo l'bal chovo. So as we saw earlier, there's no dinner shibudit Rav Nosson, the Hanaka goes to him, even though he was chayim money to somebody else, and that indeed is a very big Kiddush that we saw earlier. Now let's go back to explain the Braita, in which some of it we brought, but we didn't really get into all of the details. So we talked about now the Yetziah of an Eved Ivri, and the Hanaka of an Eved Ivri, and Gufa. We said Elu, and that we redact that word Elu Dafka, Elu Ma'anikim Lehem, Ayotzi B'Shanim, B'Yovu Mitat Adon, Arma Ivri B'Simonim, Aval Boreach, continues the Braita. So an Eved who runs away from the Adon before his man, or someone who buys his way out, is Yotze B'Gron Kesev, Ein Manikinlo. Rabbi Meir Omer, Boreach Ein Manikinlo. Of course, if he runs away, he doesn't get any tips. But Yotze B'Gron Kesev, Manikinlo. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Arba'a Manikin Behem, Shlosha B'Ish, Shlosha B'Isha, as we saw earlier, V'Iyata Yecholom Arba'a B'Echad Me'en, Lefi She'en Simonim B'Ish, and Ein Retzi'a B'Isha. So we'd like to go through now each of the shitot and try to make sense of them. So first of all, Minoanimile. What exactly is the makor of that which we've learned in a bright at the Tana Rabbanan, that the mitzvah of Anaka is said on an Eved Ivri Yotzei B'Sheish? That Yochol lo yumanikim el Yotzei B'Sheish. Minayim rabot even a yotzei b'yovel b'yovel mitata adon rov. There he didn't work his full sheish. I mean, after all, it does say mishnes chasachir of the chashesh shanim. A guy who does not part of the mishnas chasachir of the chashesh shanim. So then, perhaps indeed he shouldn't be yotzei. So how do we know those cases? How do we know that Amma Ivriya was yotzei before 6 years were up at Simani? Talmud lomar u'bashana hashvi'i tishachenu. And then it continues, V'chi teshachana chavshim yimach, V'chi teshachana chavshim yimach, lo teshachana reicham. You can't be empty-handed. So that means the word teshalachana is doubled to tell me whether the yitzia is because of sheish or whether the yitzia is for some other reason. Nonetheless, izocha for hanaka. That's the case. How do you know to be mechalik and say not a boreach and a giroin? Talmud lomar v'chi teshachana chofshimi imach me'imach comes to tell me that he's being sent away from you, and that means dafka l'mishe shiluchu mi'imach. Mashen came these two cases, yotze boreach, where he's not being mishulach from you, and yotze b'giron kesef shen shiluchu mi'imach. That's coming even if you don't want to get rid of him. He's taking himself away from you. And therefore, it's not included in this additional ribui for Hanaka. Rabbi Meir Omer, Boreach ein manikino. But that's because ein shiluchu mi'imach. Masha inken, yotze b'giron kesef. You may not like it, but shishiluchu imach. Over there, you do have to give him the Hanaka, because that's considered to be yours as well. Yes, the Gemara, before we get into those details, if the guy is a boreach, he's got to go back and continue to work off the years that he was paid for. I mean, what's Shach talk about a tip? Hashalom, our boy. I mean, he needs to go back now, so he hasn't really left. So what are we talking about over here to give him the Hanukkah earlier? He needs Hanukkah like anybody else when he finishes doing his job. To tell him, inayin leboreach shechayav lashlim, Talmud Loma, Sheish Shanim Yavot. He must work the 6 years of Avodah, and that's all there is to it.